Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. U.S. employers added 4.8 million jobs in June, while the unemployment rate fell to 11.1% last month. The Labor Department report reflects conditions from the middle of June. Since then, numerous states have rolled back their reopening plans amid a spike in the number of new coronavirus infections. President Trump continues to downplay reports that Russia paid Taliban-linked militants to kill American troops in Afghanistan. Speaking on Fox News, Trump said that he doubts Russian authorities were offering bounties to Afghan insurgents.
When you bring something into a president, and I see many, many things, and I'm sure I don't see many things that they don't think rose to the occasion, this didn't rise to the occasion. And from what I hear, and I hear it pretty good, the intelligence people didn't even, many of them didn't believe it happened at all.
The Trump administration has faced bipartisan calls from Congress for a full briefing on the matter. Congressional leaders, known as the Group of Eight, are scheduled to meet with members of the intelligence community today. The Chinese embassy in the United Kingdom is threatening retaliation if the UK goes ahead with its plan to allow some residents of Hong Kong to apply for British citizenship. NPR's Emily Fang reports the threat comes days after China implemented a national security law over Hong Kong to suppress opposition.
The UK has said any Hong Kong citizen holding something called a British National Overseas or BNO passport will be able to stay in the UK for 12 months at a time, thus offering a path towards British citizenship. Any Hong Kong subject born before July 1, 1997 qualified for a BNO. Taiwan and Australia have also said they are looking into relaxing visa rules to let more Hong Kongers stay. China has hit back. Its embassy in London says it will take corresponding measures, alleging the move violates the international agreement the UK and China reached when Hong Kong came under Beijing's rule. It did not specify what those measures could be. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The drug maker Novartis has agreed to pay more than $670 million to settle federal fraud charges. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Federal officials say Novartis paid $100 million in bribes to doctors in the U.S., channeling the cash through lavish speaker fees and other benefits. In return, physicians agreed to prescribe the company's cardiovascular and diabetes drugs. Acting U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss in New York said the program interfered with the duty of doctors to choose the best, most affordable treatments for patients. Novartis will pay $678 million to state and federal governments that paid for the drugs through programs like Medicare and Medicaid. The company issued a statement saying Novartis has new leadership and, quote, a more comprehensive commitment to ethics. Brian Mann, NPR News.
This is NPR. Iran is downplaying a fire that broke out today at a building near an underground nuclear enrichment facility. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, a government spokesman says there was no significant damage and no leaks of radiation.
A spokesman for Iran's Atomic Energy Organization was quoted by the state-run IRNA news agency as saying the incident, about which he gave no details, took place at an under-construction structure described as an industrial shed at Natanz. There was no damage, he said, to the centrifuges at Natanz used to enrich nuclear fuel. Under the 2015 nuclear agreement, Natanz is one of the sites regularly visited by inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Tehran has defended its right to what it calls a peaceful nuclear program devoted to producing electricity. Countries, including the United States, have called for investigations into past research they say was aimed at developing nuclear weapons. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The facility is located about 150 miles south of Tehran. India continues to report a surge in the number of new coronavirus infections. The country's health ministry says the nation has surpassed 600,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 100,000 within the last 4 days. While many of the infections are being reported in large cities such as New Delhi, the tourist destination of Western Goa is reporting a spike in cases. Officials say tourists will now be required to present certificates proving negative for the coronavirus or get tested on arrival. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR News in Washington.